John Adams was born on October 30, 1735, in Quincy, Massachusetts. In 1774, he served on the First Continental Congress and helped draft the Declaration of Independence. John Adams became the first Vice President of the United States and the second President. John Adams quickly became identified with the Patriot cause, initially as the result of his opposition to the Stamp Act of 1765. He wrote a response to the imposition of the act by British Parliament titled Essay of the Canon and Federal Law, which was published as a series of four articles in the Boston Gazette. In it, John Adams argued that the Stamp Act deprived American colonists of the basic rights to be taxed by consent and to be tried by a jury or peers. 2 months later, John Adams also publicly denounced the act was unveiled in a speech delivered in the Massachusetts governor as his counsel. In 1770, John Adams agreed to represent the British soldiers on trial for killing 5 civilians in what became known as the Boston Massacre. He justified defending the soldiers on the grounds that the facts of the cause were more important than what the people wanted. He believed that every person deserved a defense, and he took cause. During the trial, Adams presented evidence that suggested upon the crowd was simply responding the way anyone would when faced with similar life-threatening situations. The jury acquitted 6 of the 8 soldiers who were convinced of manslaughter. His actions were later enhanced his Republican as a courageous, generous, and fair man. Adams was one of the American diplomats sent to negotiate the Treaty of Paris, which brought the end of the Revolutionary War. After the war, Adams remained in Europe, and from 1784 to 1785, he arranged treaties of commerce with several European nations. In 1785, he became the first U.S. minister to England. In 1788, Adams returned home after nearly 10 years in Europe. In 1789, he was placed on the ballot for America's first presidential election. As expected, George Washington received the highest number of electoral votes and was elected president. In accordance with the constitutional provision set for presidential elections at the time, John Adams was designated vice president. The same result occurred in the 1792 election. During both terms, Adams grew increasingly frustrated with his position, as he did not have much sway with Washington on political or legal issues. On July 4, 1826, John Adams died.